This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across America on our great radio station affiliates. Plus, special thanks go out to our military men and women who are listening to us all across the world via the satellite tonight. And our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, too, the Border Patrol and 911 dispatchers, thank you for your service to America. And to all the people who work the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, all those nighttime mechanics, and all of those construction workers, too, thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, and check out everything that we have over there. All right, joining us right now, we have the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hello, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
It is time to say the pledge and get rolling. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God. This great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And before we go on, Kyle, I want to say to all of my Vietnam veteran brothers and sisters, welcome home. Today is National Vietnam Veterans Recognition Day. And it's something that was signed into existence last year by President Donald Trump. Long overdue. But we encourage everybody, if you see one of the veterans with a hat or a shirt or something like that, walk up to them, shake their hand, and just say thank you. That's all, just a simple thank you. And to everybody that's in the Tampa Bay area today, I'll be up at Bruce B. Downs at the Mission Barbecue from noon to 1:30, directly across the street from USF. We're going to have a big to-do there, and all Vietnam veterans are welcome, and anyone else is welcome to attend. The food is free for the Vietnam veterans. The rest of you, sorry, got to pay. And, Kyle, let's talk about Adam Shifty Schiff. He is on the hot seat because the Republicans went after him yesterday, and I'm not sure who the congressman's, what his name was, but I believe he was from Texas, and he just laid it out against Schiff. It was something to see.
Well, that's right. That was a Republican Representative Mike Conaway, I believe, and he read aloud a letter talking about what Adam Schiff has been doing, what he's been saying, and basically saying that they have lost confidence in his ability to discharge his duties as the chairman of the committee and called upon him to resign. He spoke for all nine Republicans, if I recall correctly, who were on that committee.
Factually speaking, Adam Schiff has not been correct about anything he said about the president. Factually speaking, just stating the facts. Am I wrong?
No, that's not at all.
So therefore, he's been spouting off a bunch of lies, and he's been doing it intentionally over and over again. And with that, I would say that's enough to remove him. And I think we should go on the offensive, all of us, and get on the telephone lines and start calling. Just call, and say, we want him gone, we want him gone, we want him gone. And just create such a havoc in Washington, D.C., that they're going to have to do something. So here comes the phone number, 202-224-3121, 202-224-3121. Give them your zip code, get a hold of your congressman or woman, and say, I want Adam Schiff recused? I want Adam Schiff removed as the chairman of the committee, or all of the above. Add this one to it. I want Adam Schiff censured. How's that? Censured. Because that's what they would do if it was a Republican that had done that. And believe me when I tell you, I believe I'm absolutely correct. What say you?
Well, certainly, in the aftermath of the summary of the Mueller report, you have certain Democrats, Adam Schiff probably being the best example of this, of Democrats who simply want to continue this sort of farce of collusion. And basically, after this letter was read, Captain, he sort of lit into this long diatribe about all the things that he thought were wrong with the Russia collusion thing, and saying he thought it was immoral.
The one that's immoral is Adam Schiff.
Well, right. But he would go on and basically say he said all this is corrupt, and he said, and evidence of collusion. But again, Robert Mueller, anyone agreed that this was the right guy on the Democrat side, this is the right guy to investigate this. They all said that they were waiting for his final word. His final word came out, Captain. He said there was no collusion, but of course, somehow, some way, you know, it sort of reminds me, Captain, of like some weird science fiction movie where everyone's looking at the same thing, but they're seeing whatever they want to see in the big
to suit their own personal goals.
Exactly. And so while we don't have the whole report sent out yet or redacted, as we know, all the process has to play out. But what they're doing is they're saying, oh, don't worry, there's evidence of collusion in his report. There's going to be even Napolitano.
Napolitano's treading on very thin ground, and he better be careful of what he says. Otherwise, there's going to be a big move against him to get him off of Fox News, and he may wind up on CNN.
Oh, right. Well, because the idea is that we can't simply now project into the report itself all the stuff that the Democrats want for collusion and all this. And when you find yourself saying, as Adam Schiff does, oh, all the collusion evidence is out there in the public domain. So Robert Mueller just missed all that stuff and only Adam Schiff can see it? I mean, that's a little stretch.
Yeah, absolutely. And I do have a little audio here, but it's too long to play with the time we have in the segment here. I do have a little audio that I'm definitely going to play. Devin Nunes yesterday, which has some bearing on the investigation that took place, the House Intel Committee. And there's going to be some criminal referrals passed along to the Attorney General. And we'll get into all that when we get back, and Devin Nunes in his own words. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida. Have a great morning, everybody. Drive safe out there in the road, you truckers.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that
by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Professor of Politics and host of the Kyle Warren Show, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and we are back, the Captain's America Third Watch, and thank you very much for tuning in, for chiming in. We've already got a whole bunch of people opining in, and they're wishing our Vietnam veterans a happy National Vietnam Veterans Recognition Day, and we'll continue to get the word out about that. But joining us right now, we have got our friend Kyle Warren, a professor for politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, yesterday, Devin Nunes was on the Fox Business Network on Maria Bartiromo's program, and he dropped a bombshell of his own. And I'm going to play this clip before I get to Nancy Pelosi, who had something to say, which has infuriated, a few of our listeners. But here comes Devin Nunes with what he had to say.
Ratcliffe is the reason that I was so sure of the story as well, and why I was able to communicate to viewers that there is a much bigger story. In fact, it's the biggest scandal of our time in terms of what the other side was trying to do to a duly elected president. Let's talk about what happens next now, Congressman, because there's a good op-ed today in the Journal basically saying, look, if Mueller did not look at the perpetrators, you know, if you don't get to the perpetrators, the fact that they started an investigation into Donald Trump based on nothing, based on no predicate. So where does this go now? You are looking to make criminal referrals in the next week.
Yeah, so I would start with this. The mainstream media continues to ignore, I would say, the people who have been on the Russiagate fiasco for the entire time. I think they're listening. But what I've said, my major concern now is that the FBI and DOJ falsely claimed that this investigation didn't begin until late July. We now know for certain that that's not true. We're still trying to get to the bottom of that. Of course, there's still documents that need to come out, but we are prepared and are now drafting a criminal referral. As I think I said on your show a few weeks ago, we wanted to wait until the Mueller report came out so that we could just, if there was anything in there that might be of interest, but I think we're prepared now to at least submit our first criminal referral. We think it will grab everybody that we need to grab to make sure that there's a proper investigation done, or at least it's our referral over to DOJ. We can't force them to do an investigation, but we think we will give them the appropriate names and some of the crimes, there may be more, that have been committed. And then after as we continue to get more information, as more information comes to light, we may have to supplement that down the road. But we think by the end of next week, we'll have this out.
Now, that's plan number one. What say you?
Well, of course, you know, there has to be some kind of official start to beginning to get to the bottom of exactly what happened in this whole, as you said, you know, the Russiagate fiasco, basically. The American people have the right to know. They have the right to know exactly how this all started, and certainly it's not going to be easy, obviously. You're going to have more media onslaught. You're going to have more of these characters come out and try to say how they were doing their job and this kind of thing. But the good name, Captain, of the FBI and many in the DOJ has been besmirched by those who decided to take literally the law into their own hands.
Right. Now enter into the mix Nancy Pelosi, who had a press conference of her own yesterday, and she turned around and called those that were attacking Congressman Adam Schiff a bunch of scaredy cats. Listen to this.
Suggestions about how, especially young people, about climate. So it is a caucus-wide effort for the people. What I wanted to say in closing is that what would be the proper adjective? Shameful, sad, irresponsible of the President of the United States and the Republicans on the Intelligence Committee to take the actions that they have. They're just plain afraid. They're afraid of the truth. They're afraid of competence. They're afraid of a leader who is recognized in our country for being calm, professional, patriotic. I'm so proud of the work of Chairman Adam Schiff. In stark contrast to the irresponsible, almost criminal behavior of the previous chair of the committee. So what is the president afraid of? Is he afraid of the truth, that he would go after a member, a chairman of a committee, a respected chairman of a committee in the Congress? I think they're just scaredy cats. They just don't know what to do, so they have to make an attack. They did the wrong thing. American people know that. It's their own insecurity, their own fear of the truth, their fear of the facts, and their fear of an effective, patriotic leader in his measured way is going to make sure the American people know.
Is there anybody on the other side of the aisle that's ever going to tell the truth?
Well,
she certainly didn't.
Well, you know, it's interesting because the way she's if you notice her, she's talking very slowly.
Well, she's talking to a bunch of elementary school kids again.
Yeah, I guess so.
Wants to make sure the elementary school kids get a hold of this.
But, of course, you know, the president's afraid of the facts and all these other kinds of things. That's simply not the case. Also, I think it's the Democrats that are now afraid of their own electoral position moving into 2020 because what they bet the farm on, Captain, was the Mueller report. They were so sure that something's going to come out. So now
they lied about everything from start to finish because it was all done on an illegally compiled dossier without having legitimate proof, without having legitimate witnesses. It was done on a bunch of hearsay evidence, which is not the way you're supposed to do it. All of their argument on the other side of the aisle is baseless and boundless.
Well, right, and the whole thing was based on a lie. They took their best shot on this. It didn't work, and now they should have the good, you know, sort of the good idea here to simply move on, because it's not going to work again. Again,
yeah.
They believe.
And now I've got the priceless clip. The priceless clip. Listen to this carefully, ladies and gentlemen. This is Congressman Mike Conaway. And this is what he had to say to Chairman Adam Schiff that started all this stuff yesterday. Pay close attention.
The special counsel's investigation did not find that the Trump campaign or anyone associated with conspired or coordinated with Russia in its efforts to influence the 2016 presidential election. Special Counsel Mueller's findings are consistent with those of this committee, as well as the public statements of various senators on the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence. Despite these findings, you continue to proclaim to the media that there is significant evidence of collusion. You further stated you will continue to investigate the counterintelligence issues. That is the president or people around him compromised in any way by hostile foreign power? Your willingness to continue to promote a demonstrably false narrative is alarming. The findings of the special counsel conclusively refute your past and present assertions and have exposed you as having abused your position to knowingly promote false information, having damaged the integrity of this committee and undermined the faith in the United States government and its institutions. Your actions, both past and present, are incompatible with your duty as chairman of this committee, which alone in the House of Representatives has the obligation and authority to provide effective oversight of the U.S. intelligence community. As such, we have no faith in your ability to discharge your duties in a manner consistent with your constitutional responsibility and urge your immediate resignation as chairman of the committee. Mr. Chairman, this letter is signed by all nine members of the Republican side of the House, of the committee, and I ask unanimous consent to be entered into the record of today's hearing.
Now, what he said, what Congressman Conaway said, was exactly factually correct.
Well, exactly. The report has been finished. We know now what the report says. There are going to be those who want to hem and haw over some kind of pages of this.
They're going to want to head for the hills where they get prosecuted, some of them.
Well, exactly. And, of course, you know, Adam Schiff, you know, I'm glad that they entered this letter into the record, that he read it aloud in open session, because this poor guy Adam Schiff is going to just look so bad when all of this continues to come out. And honestly, I mean, you know, if he would simply fess up and say, you know, I thought there was collusion, there's obviously not, well, I guess we'll continue on to the next item on the agenda here, whatever it is. They still want to get Trump, but goodness gracious, he's going to look really, really bad. And then Nancy Pelosi may sing a different tune after that.
And to that I say, too bad, so sad.
Yeah, well, exactly. But again, it's almost as if Captain, you know, Adam Schiff, he's been on every single cable TV show he can get on. I think he set some kind of record about that. But honestly, you know, eventually it just looks like he's just looking out for number one, maybe trying to make a name for himself, become a political superstar, and just to continue on with his hatred for Trump.
All right, hold that thought. And as I said, folks, if you take a look at the facts surrounding this and you listen to what I just played, you'll find out that the person that's not telling the truth is Adam Schiff. He's the one not telling the truth, and you need to understand that. All right, Kathy, tell everybody how to get a hold of us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The chant of four more years over and over again at President Trump's Make America Great Again rally in Grand Rapids, Michigan. This, the president's first rally since Robert Mueller's report released, finding no Russia collusion. The president telling the huge patriotic crowd,
Robert Mueller was a god to the Democrats, was a god to them, until he said there was no collusion. They don't like him so much right now.
The president continues,
after 3 years of lies and smears and slander, the Russia hoax is finally dead.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Thank you very much, Mike Gallagher. We sure do appreciate that. And by the way, I'll tell you something else I appreciate. I appreciate Geico Insurance and my local Geico Insurance agent because they've saved me a bunch of money. Now, not only do they have the insurance on the vehicle that I drive, but they also have the insurance on my home. And I changed that after the last storm, and I found out that I had to chase my insurance company around and threaten to hire an attorney to find out about the coverage for my shed that, if you remember right, when we had the storm, the hurricane, my shed got blown off my pad, and I think it wound up in Tampa Bay, perhaps in pieces, and is probably sitting at the bottom of Tampa Bay. But anyway, they didn't want to pay for it. Well, you didn't have an anchor. You didn't have it this year. Well, actually, I did have an anchor to the old specs, not the new ones, because it was an old shed. It was there when I bought the home. So, therefore, I didn't have to do it to the new specs. Now, the new one, it's going to take a freaking 200-mile-an-hour hurricane to pull it out of the ground on the pad that it's sitting on. And, by the way, it's twice the size of the other one. But I prevailed, as good guys do when it comes to insurance companies, and you know the rules and the regulations, and you bring in an attorney to the mix and say, okay, here's what's going to happen if you don't do it. You're not only going to pay for my shed, you're going to pay for a lot more that you hadn't planned on. But anyway, it is what it is. But Geico can handle not only your vehicle that you're driving, they can insure your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, and as I said, your homeowners or even your renter's insurance, too. So check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, or look them up in the phone book to find your local Geico agent under insurance, G-E-I-C-O, Geico. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And Kyle, I'll tell you, sometimes insurance companies make me just as mad as the Democrats.
Well, it can be hard to navigate sometimes.
Yeah, but I've learned my lesson. And by the way, having been an investigator in the fire department and having done a lot of different arson investigators kind of gave me a one-up on what the insurance companies does. That's a story for another day. Now, I got to say hello to a couple people here. Steve in Thailand is chiming in. He says, many thanks to all my brother Vietnam veterans for their service. We had to wait a long time after coming home for recognition of our service. Amen to that, Steve. I wish I could be there to enjoy a meal today with you and the rest of the group, Steve in Thailand. Well, Steve, you'll be there in spirit. Also, this is what he said about Nancy Pelosi. He said, Pelosi has lost it. It is the Dems who went on the attack because they are, notice I didn't say were, they are afraid of President Trump and his pledge to clean up the swamp. It's about time the Republicans go on the attack to put the Dems in their place, Steve, in Thailand. Amen to that, brother. What do you think?
Oh, amen to that, because obviously, you know, it would be one thing, I think, if the Democrat leadership would have seen, obviously, the big conclusion or the, you know, fizzle conclusion, depending on how you look at it, of the Mueller report, and said, okay, we're going to try to, you know, we're going to try to move on. We're going to try to maybe start talking about policy and stuff like that. But they're not going to do that. And Pelosi simply backing up Adam Schiff the way that she is just a signal that nothing's going to change. It's going to continue to go on the same way. And President Trump, who's going to be campaigning, of course, for his 2020 reelection, he's going to find himself in the position of simply being able to go out and just say what the Democrats said that day and campaign on it.
Before we go to where the president was last night and the tremendous crowd he had, because he had as many people outside as he had inside, I want you to hear what Congressman Andy Biggs had to say yesterday about James Comey, who's also a principal in the middle of all this stuff.
Well, my first line would be James Comey. I think when you start looking at Mr. Comey, what you see is a guy who he usurped Loretta Lynch in the Hillary Clinton investigation. He manipulated the culpable mental state requirement in that investigation. Then he carried it on over. He leaked information. Some of it's supposed to be classified to a buddy, for the purpose of leaking that to the media to manipulate getting this investigation and special counsel going. He is the guy that really pulled the ripcord on this thing, or the lawn tractor, the starter pulled cord. That's what he did. That's James Comey. And that just gives you a start of what he did and his bias against this president. And, you know, he's the first place I'd start.
Now, nobody's going to give up on this. There's enough blame to go around to probably fill up, a paddy wagon.
Right,
Yeah. How do you like that? How do you like that analogy?
I like that, yeah.
Yeah, wouldn't it be something to see some of these people just rounded up and thrown in a paddy wagon, and then you go and indict them and go from there?
Well, you know, because the whole thing about this, right, was somehow there was interference in our election, interference in our democracy, interference in our society. Well, that's exactly what these people were doing. They didn't like the way things looked to be going. They certainly didn't like the idea that President Trump won the election, and they wanted to, quote-unquote, fix it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, there needs to be some kind of accountability here, and there needs to be something that the American people can take to the bank and say, this isn't going to happen again.
Okay, now one thing before we go on to Donald Trump, I want to try to get this in quickly. This is the attorney again for Jesse. see talking about the fact that, well, they could have criminally gone after the Nigerian brothers, but they didn't. They just chose not to. They wanted to just let this drop. Yeah, right.
I understand how difficult it will be to find them, but we gotta. I still want to believe, with everything that has happened, that there's something called justice.
If he is a victim of a crime, as he contends, will he urge prosecutors to bring charges against the Osundairo brothers, and will he be willing to testify?
You know, I think in light of what he's been through the last 2 months, he really just, you know, he's told me numerous times, I don't even care about what happened. I just want to move on. I mean, what's happened after the fact?
That makes sense, though. This was a terrible attack.
What that attack was pales in comparison to the attack on him by the mayor, by the CPD, by the press, by the public.
He would be vindicated if these two were exposed as liars in a court of law, would he not?
We would want that, but what he's been through after the fact has really been a much harsher attack than what he endured that night. This wasn't a very brutal attack. Obviously, it was frightening and it's something he did not deserve, but they didn't beat him so badly that, you know, he at this point, again, has been victimized much more by what's happened afterwards than what happened that night.
Now, let me just point out, Kyle, that now the story has changed to where they're saying that these two Nigerian brothers may have been whitewashed. You know, they may have had white markings on their face. Yeah. Now, this is getting ridiculous, and nobody is buying their lie. Nobody. Not even the people in Chicago.
No, I mean, well, what's
And I'm going to have one of their former residents on in the hour number four, Frank Silvato, and he is going to lambast these people.
Well, yeah, that will be really good. And what's the next thing after this wild theory fizzles? It'll be, I'm sure, aliens will come into it somewhere. But of course, you know, Captain, it seems to me that if you were attacked and you have the opportunity to call for the prosecution of your attackers, you'd probably do it.
I'd do it. I wouldn't say, well, I just want to. No, this is all wrong. And nobody's buying this. Okay, Kyle, the president, Grand Rapids, Michigan, had a huge crowd where he was at. And outside, he had at least that many people, if not more.
If not more. And, again, this rally, this is the first rally, of course, since the Mueller report was concluded.
And his popularity went up 5 points since Monday.
That's exactly right. And so, again, this is even better than Twitter, because the president goes directly to all the Twitter followers and so forth. But this goes directly to those people who voted for President Trump, who are going to vote for President Trump again. It's unfiltered, and he's able to get his message out. It's perhaps in an unorthodox way for a typical president of the United States, but it is as absolutely working for him
now,
as is necessary.
Now, did you hear what MSNBC's people had to say about the ratings going way down? They said it's just a slow news week. I'm not kidding you. I'm telling you, that's what they said. It's just a slow news week.
It's a slow news week. It all started on Sunday, and that's when it just slowed down on Sunday with that summary being delivered to Congress. Oh, my goodness.
By the way, are you concerned that AOC is headed into a coal mine somewhere in Kentucky? She's going to go take a look at what a real American, you know, because she's got the new Green Deal. They're going to go see what coal's all about and what it's used for and how they can come up with clean coal and all that to see if they can talk a little sense into her. Have you seen that that's coming down?
No, I had not, but hopefully she'll stop for some hamburgers on the way. You know?
Yeah, well, they'll get hamburgers on the way to the coal mine.
That's exactly right.
And when she comes out of the coal mine, I wonder if she'll be any blacker than what she already is.
Well, she is.
Coal dust does strange things.
Well, exactly. Well, she's got a strange outlook on what America's economy
right.
and what our energy needs.
Well, we'll see you on the weekend show. Tell us how to hear your show real quick.
Sure. You can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right. We'll see you on the weekend show. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Boy, I'm telling you. That was a great, great, great interview with Kyle. And wait till you hear hour four with Mr. Chicago, Frank Silvato. We are going to lambaste Jesse Smollett based on his own words. I got a whole bunch of stuff here. The guy lied. I'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018.
Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can be done? We've got a long way to go, and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like a bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some hell will mind your brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana. And we'll bring it back no matter what it takes.
can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run.
That's Smokey and the Bandit, the theme for Smokey and the Bandit, Eastbound and Down, Loaded Up and Truckin'. Of course, Jerry Reed singing the song there. Old Fred probably up on the front seat. Bandit's not very far away either. And that's how we start out our trucking highway and byway report for this hour, brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Moss Family Automotive, four words. Customers coming from all around the United States to take advantage of you serve, you save. That means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're active or retired, and all 911 dispatchers, too, get preferred pricing, saving you thousands of dollars on a brand-new vehicle at Moss Family Automotive with four dealerships to serve you. Google Moss Family Automotive. Find out what they have to offer, and you'll be glad you did. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you, and guess what? You get an extra $500 off the vehicle you're buying, whether it's new or certified pre-owned. That's Moss Family Automotive. M-A-U-S on Moss. All right. A storm system will bring additional rains and snow to higher elevations in the Rockies, as well as an already flooded Midwest with rain and the potential for severe thunderstorms with large hail and damaging winds for the southern plains to the middle Mississippi Valley is pretty strong tonight, too. Also, don't forget, gusty winds will increase the fire weather threats from the desert southwest, especially down below in southeastern Colorado and possibly the northeastern corner of New Mexico tonight. Be very careful there. And heavy snow is going to develop over the higher terrain from the Rockies to the plains. Nebraska is coming your way. South Dakota coming your way. Right now in Colorado, it's way up to the north, pretty much isolated in Wyoming and to the west of you in Utah, but that doesn't mean you're out of the woods by any stretch of the imagination, and I'll get into that right now. Now, if you're on I-15 coming into Utah from down in Nevada, about the time you get to the I-70 intersection with I-15, you're going to start running into snow flurries. Now, the higher elevations are getting snow pretty steady right now. So far, it's just a general snow, anywhere from 2 to 4, 4 to 6 inches expected around Salt Lake City. And if you're going up east on I-80 into Wyoming tonight, or if you're coming west out of Nebraska and you haven't gotten past North Platte tonight, you are going to be into some snow. Now, it'll start out as snow flurries. There may even be some rain and or freezing rain or sleet in it as the temperature starts to drop. But there is a winter storm warning all the way from Rawlins, Wyoming, to about Laramie and certainly over to Casper, Wyoming. They're going to be talking about 1 to 2 to 3 feet of snow over the next day or two with winds. There's high winds involved with this, too. And up in Montana, again, if you're going up I-15 in Montana, you are going to find snow in the higher elevations. And elsewhere below 5,000 feet, you might find some rain to contend with, so be advised about that. And I-84, it looks like as if there may be a touch of rain there going across Idaho tonight. But Montana's got some patches of rain northeast and central Montana. And in the higher elevations, Bozeman in particular, you've got a winter storm warning around you there. You've got snow showers right now developing around you as well. In North Dakota, you've got in the southeastern one-third of North Dakota, you've got some rain. Actually, it's a little bit west of Fargo going towards Bismarck. You've also got scattered showers from Minot down to Fargo, western part of of Minnesota tonight. You've got scattered showers down to Fargo as well, and scattered showers in South Dakota, predominantly over towards the eastern part of the state. Again, Nebraska, you've got some rain out west, which is going to change and become snow, sleet, or freezing rain, and then snow. And you've got snow flurries headed into the, if it's not already there, headed into the North Platte area along I-80. Now, going down to Colorado tonight, we've got some fire threats. We've got a fire warning advisory for the southeastern part of Colorado tonight because of the winds that are blowing and the dry nature of the land that's right there in that area. And in northeastern New Mexico, we've got a high wind warning, as well as the western part of Texas around Lubbock and Amarillo. You got some gusty winds there. More rain over to the east, scattered in parts of south central Wisconsin, scattered around Illinois, scattered around Iowa, mostly the central part, scattered in central Missouri. It looks like Columbia, you might have some rain there tonight. And then down along the Mississippi River all the way down towards Louisiana, scattered showers. You got to go over to Indiana to find some more rain, mostly in northern Indiana and in western Ohio over around Toledo, just a little bit west of Toledo. Looks like you got some rain there as well. Now, in Florida tonight, eastern part of Florida, we do have some winds, and it looks like we've got some riptides over there on the east coast from about West Palm Beach up to just about Daytona is what it looks like right now. That's subject to change because it looks like as if there is something brewing over there in terms of winds and whatnot. And there's another front, going to be coming ashore, Oregon and Northern California. And that's about a day or two away. Now, don't forget the Moss Nissan folks and Moss Family Chevrolet folks and Moss Wholesale to the Public folks all have your best interest at heart with their You Serve, You Save plan. Now, if you want to buy a certified pre-owned vehicle, let me just tell you about a little something here that's going to trip your trigger. You get Moss Care, which basically takes care of anything that goes wrong with a vehicle for the length of time that you have your vehicle, especially the drivetrain, amongst other things. And if you have problems, they'll solve them for you. They absolutely positively will. If you sit in your hands and act like, whatever, nothing's ever going to work. But I'll tell you what, I've seen, I've heard, I've been a part of what goes on with a lot of different things, customer relations and whatnot up there, and they are just the absolute best of what they do. Again, Moss Family Chevrolet, 16414 Northdale Mabry Highway in Tampa. Moss Nissan in Crystal River on U.S. 19. We were there last weekend. Great crowd showed up. Number of cars sold. We found out we got credit for 5 total, 3 the day of and 2 within the next couple of days afterwards. And also the Moss Nissan dealership, the flagship store in Newport Richey, where a lot of things happen over there. And don't forget that you also have the Moss Wholesale to the Public store, which is over at Pomosassa Springs. And that's a very, very good deal there also. So don't forget about the fact that you get an opportunity to see the best of the best and pick out what you need, whatever's in your budget. You need something that you can afford, but maybe you've only got $500 down. Maybe you don't have anything down. As long as your credit's halfway decent, guess what? You can get it. They've got what's called disposable cars, $3,000 vehicles, $4,000, $5,000, a number of vehicles under $10,000. And they're good vehicles, too. And check them out. All right, here comes the music. That means that right behind the music is the break, top of the hour news. Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, is coming up, and Flip's already got the cane out, getting ready to bounce around there. And cowboy hat to boot. Okay, picture that, a cowboy hat and a cane. All right, we'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming right back. Kathy, give him the number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.